It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of Behind the Braves, the official podcast of the Atlanta Braves. I'm Ricky Mast, Atlanta Braves Digital Media Content Manager, joined here in my office at Truist Park by Director of Braves Alumni Relations, Senior Director of Braves Alumni Relations, Greg McMichael. And Greg, this has been a very, very exciting week for you. Well, for the whole organization, but definitely for you in this new venture initiative. Those words almost don't seem like they're big enough for what we're talking about here. Braves Country Baseball and softball, this is a huge deal that you've been working on. That's what we're going to focus on this week because it's, again, it can't be overstated. This is a massive, massive decision and initiative by the you and the organization. So why don't you tell our fans all about, first, let's see, what actually is it first, and then maybe we can get into the the background and the planning and what inspired it and all that good stuff.
Well, everybody's familiar with, you know, community baseball. So everybody kind of grew up at a park, at least I did, in Knoxville. I played in my community, and that's where we were affiliated with Little League or some other different groups. And so one of the things we thought about is we've been out in the community and talking with different park presidents and board members, and because for years we've had what's called Braves Country Battles, and those are our weekend tournaments that we do throughout the Southeast. So we've had them in every state. And we've been doing that for, like I said, 3 or 4 years now, kind of focused more on travel ball, you know. But we really wanted to try to provide something for all-star teams. And we knew that everybody picks an all-star team for the most part in different communities around the Southeast. But what we've been finding out is that many of those all-star teams, they play a little bit. They either play in the park against each other, or maybe they play another association, but it didn't seem like it was what it was like when I played. You know, there wasn't a big emphasis on it, and they certainly didn't have a track that we would consider, you know, here in the Southeast, something to get excited about, right? So as we're talking to them and really trying to promote our Braves Country Battles, they said, well, a couple of the guys stood up and just said, hey, we'd really like for you guys to consider doing a youth association. And so as I started thinking about it, I'm like, well, how would that work? I'm not real sure. And they started to share with me that a lot of them have become independent where they don't associate with anybody. And then their all-star teams just maybe go play a couple travel ball tournaments and that's it. And I thought, well, God, that's kind of disappointing. I mean, I used to get excited. I mean, all-stars was what it was all about, right? And so as I started thinking about it, how we might be able to do it, and as I started to talk further with some of the park presidents, and these are ones in North Metro Atlanta, we really believe that this could be something that brings all of our initiatives and could be the main focus. So as we started talking about it, we thought, okay, how we do this? And the more I thought about it, the more we talked about it internally, and then some of the people that are involved with some of the things, like, you know, because we're doing camps in the communities, baseball and softball. We've been doing, like I said, travel ball tournaments. We have some of these high level, the Georgia High School State Championships in baseball, and we're working in college with HBCUs, and then we're doing a high-level baseball or softball initiative called the All-State Games here for the top softball players in the state. But really, at the community level, which is where I'm most passionate about, I thought, man, this would be perfect because we can really dig in and we can really support those communities around Atlanta, but specifically around the Southeast. And the more we started thinking about it, it kind of came to life. And I think the big thing for us is we want to bring prestige back to community baseball, to the parks. I think almost all of us, at least in my generation and probably some of these guys, we all grew up at a park where, you know, we were influenced by our dad coaching or by our friend's dad that was coaching. We, all of our friends were there. And then from there, you know, kind of travel ball started luring people away. And I think we're going to focus, we're definitely focusing on ages 5 to 12, but we just believe that there's some people that have left the park that really didn't need to. And there's been some interesting statistics come about, and one park specifically attracted a lot of their players. And what they found at the high school level, out of all the kids that played on the high school team, 80% of those kids came from playing in the park. Only 20% came from travel ball. Now, those 20 were pretty good. But you would think, if I posed that to you, you'd probably think just the opposite, that 80% came from travel ball, 20 came from community ball. But it was just the opposite. So that, to me, that's fascinating. But I think what is interesting about that is that the kids that do leave the park, they don't come back. They just stop playing. And that's disappointing to me. You know, baseball and softball are such tremendous sports. They have so much to offer young people in ways of, life lessons. They teach you about perseverance. They teach you about success and failure and teamwork and all these great things. And, you know, like a lot of sports, but I'm very passionate about baseball and softball just because I know how much it takes to perform and to play the sport. And I think to keep people playing that at a young age is pretty important to me and the organization. So as we think about these communities, we're going to partner with them across the Southeast. And we've had some incredible feedback as we launched this on Monday. Right now, we have close to 35,000 kids committed in the state of Alabama and state of Georgia, and we're just starting. You know, we had our charter members announced out on the field on Monday night, which was pretty special. We had our logos up on the field. We did the press release. And, you know, the state of Alabama, Alabama Rec and Park Association is going to be partnering with us, and they manage 93 parks. And then, of course, we've got some really, really good partners here in North Metro that have decided to come on Oregon Park and Brookwood. And so a lot of these, you know, from four different counties. So it's not just, you know, Fulton County, it's Cherokee, DeKalb, Gwinnett, Cobb County. So we're going to be talking to everybody. So this is not an exclusive thing where we're only picking and choosing, you know, different parks. We're opening up because we think that this is something that the Braves can really, we can get behind and help those communities grow. Because if you have 100 kids playing in your park, we want to try to get that to 400. If you have 400, we want to get it to 1,000. So we're going to be partnering in a way that we want to help you get those kids back in the park playing. The ones we're thinking about, baseball and softball, we want to give them an extra incentive to want to start playing.
Well, I remember when I was a kid coming up and playing Little League in Virginia, which I can't remember. It's been a few decades now, three, I guess, to be exact. But I'm trying to remember what the name of the league was. I believe it was like the Bambino League, or maybe it was a Babe Ruth.
Yeah, Babe Ruth, Connie Mack. They've all been around.
So I remember back in my, what I guess was the Babe Ruth League in Virginia, you know, it was like the point of the calendar. I would look forward to it every year when baseball season would start. And yeah, I can't remember exactly what time of year like the season ran. I don't know. I feel like we were more of a July league, July, August league. But what it will be, so for kids, this launches next year, March of 2024. So a kid 5 to 12, girl or boy playing baseball, softball, whatever. What's their typical season going to look like as far as beginning to end? Like, how's that going to roll?
Yeah, so it's going to be your traditional spring season. So they'll start in probably sometime in March, and then they'll play and have a chance to make an all-star team at the end of the season in May. And then we are planning to be done at the end of June because we want families to go on vacation. So we want them to enjoy the season, enjoy the all-star track, and then because each state will be broken up into districts and then regions, and then there will be state champions. All those state champions will come to Atlanta to play for the Braves Country and Braves Country Championships in baseball and softball. So all roads lead to Atlanta. We are going to put on a great show here at Truist Park. We'll have all the teams here. They'll have a chance to wear Braves uniforms with their representing their state. And it's just going to be really a lot of fun. And I know there's a lot of excitement around here. The people we've all talked to, nothing but positive feedback. I mean, we're already in North Carolina and Tennessee talking to parks. And I think that nothing will change from the standpoint of course, we'll have some sort of rules that, you know, we'll have all that determined what that looks like. But, you know, a lot of these parks have their own park rules, right? And then there may be some state rules, and those will all be closely related to, you know, our Braves Country Championship rules and that kind of stuff when we get into that. But it's not much different than what people know, you know, like in some of the organizations. I played Sandy Koufax growing up. I played Little League, some of these other ones. It's going to be very similar. And it's just that we believe that the support that we're going to give and the way we're going to interact with the communities to help provide just a little bit of a little bit of that's lacking. I mean, when you think about, you know, we use the word prestige or, you know, support or just, you know, momentum, you know, excitement to get communities excited about playing this brand of baseball and softball. And so that we want it to grow, right? We want to see people flocking back to the parks to represent their communities on this all-star track coming to Atlanta. And I think, and I see it. I mean, I see the vision of it, and I'm really excited about what'll be happening in the next couple years.
Maybe a better example from my personal experience, not me, since it was a lot longer ago, my younger twin sisters, which is still about 12-ish years ago, maybe 12, 15 years ago, playing softball, what it would take for them. I mean, travel ball was starting to take over. There really wasn't a good park option where we were from. Pretty rural area of Virginia. And when we're talking about our footprint here in the Southeast with the Braves, I mean, there's going to be a lot of those type communities where travel ball has, for various reasons, kind of become the only viable option. And if it's the only option, then you're dealing with, well, cost, number one. And that's only, I mean, what I remember it was in Virginia 12, 15 years ago, and that cost has only skyrocketed everywhere from what I've heard. I don't have children yet that I'm aware of. But so that's one big thing. You touched on another big thing there, cutting the season off so that kids can still have July or, you know, have some family vacation time, whatever. That's super important. It really is. And maybe that's a personal opinion thing. I'm not, if your kid wants to play baseball or softball every weekend all summer and that's really what they want to do and your family's doing, okay, that's fine. But I think by and large, for the most part, it's good to build in some off time for that so kids can have a little bit of a summer. But I feel like the biggest thing here is, and I don't want to pump ourselves up too much, but at the same time, I think we should be proud of this. We're putting our organization's name and stamp on this, and that means something, not just outside of these walls, but it means something inside of these walls too. So I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of a kid playing baseball or softball, growing up in the Southeast, going to school in the Southeast, especially right now in this era with the Atlanta Braves being as good as they are, presumably most people, majority of people in the Southeast, if they're baseball fans or Braves fans, and then to go out there and, like, now they get to go out and play with, you know, with that Braves logo on their jersey somewhere with that patch, going out to the park and seeing that Braves like logo. I mean, there adds a, I don't know if legitimacy is the right word, but it just adds a little something extra. If you're showing up to play, you know, you're a 9-year-old kid and you're playing on a Braves Country baseball field in your Braves Country baseball uniform, that's pretty darn cool. I would have loved that as a Braves fan growing up in the 90s to be able to do that. And then also, you know, travel ball, from what I witnessed, it just, there's so much effort by the parents and the people and coaches involved just to put everything together and coordinate it, and then figuring out a schedule, which is almost like a barnstorming schedule, right?
Yeah.
And I love this idea of, like, it's like a Road to Omaha thing. Like, that's another thing. If you're a kid playing on a team, you're getting together to practice for the first time in March, and your coach saying, hey, like, if we do everything right here, like, let's try to make it to Atlanta. Like, let's aim to play in Atlanta in June. You know, let's make that our goal. Not that it's all about winning, because it's a lot more than that at that age. But at the same time, that's pretty cool. I'd be jacked up about that if I was a kid. Like, if we play well enough, work hard enough, we're going to get to go to Atlanta at the end of this season. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there's something about having that, you know, end in sight, right? Your goal, right? I want to go to Atlanta. And of course, there's so much to do around here. We're pretty passionate about the place that, you know, our team gets to play, right? Everybody's team. We're here at Truist Park, and it's just an incredible thing. I think we can put on a good show for all those teams that'll be coming here, and it'll be a good goal for these young men. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to touch on too is that we really want to encourage parents. You know, I know it's a tough thing to coach. Not everybody feels like, you know, they're qualified. So we want to give back. We want to help coaches get better. We want to help kids get better. So there's going to be a whole instruction instructional component to this, that we're hoping to have a weekly show, much like what we're doing here, where we can help people get better, you know, and we haven't figured it out yet. It'll be some sort of live stream, I hope, but there's things like that we can do. We're already in the communities doing camps and coaches clinics and stuff. So we're going to invite our partners to be a part of that. And we're going to figure out how to do that. And I think that's something that's missing. We all want to figure out a way to get better, because when you get better, it's like the game's a little bit more fun, right? And so we definitely want that to be an element of it. And we want people to feel like that they are, because they're Braves fans and because they live in Braves country, we just want to make a little bit deeper connection. And I think this is the way to do it.
You know, one thing I've been proud of since I've been working here, this is my 9th season here. We've talked about it a lot, particularly with RBI program. And like we just had the Hank Aaron Invitational the other day, and all of the work that you, community, everybody's been doing with that, Major League Baseball. We've been very proud of it. And of course, you get like the ultimate success story as far as getting a guy to the big leagues like Michael Harris. But what I think we're proudest of with that has always been we're giving kids an opportunity to play the game. We're not trying to produce a bunch of major leaguers or anything out of it. It's giving people in our community an opportunity to play the game, and in a lot of cases that otherwise might not be able to. And I think this whole program of yours is such a great extension of that. Not even just an extension. I mean, it's dreaming even bigger. It's giving an entire region of the United States, hopefully, a lot of these kids an easier opportunity to play. It's giving some of these kids, you touched on, and this is big too, kids that otherwise might quit early, gives them an opportunity to keep playing the game. It's something we are extremely, extremely excited about. You mentioned the ceremony where you had some of the founding Park Recs and officials here the other night on the field. We recognized them, which was really cool. I'm pretty sure I saw a very familiar name in on the list of reps. I don't know if he was here or not, but a name that Braves fans who've been around for a little bit might remember. Where is he at? Tennessee? Is that where Corey's at?
Oh, yeah. Corey Guerin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So what is he?
So Corey is the deputy mayor of Hamilton County in right outside Chattanooga.
Okay.
And so he was actually here at the game, and we were talking. So we've been talking of ways of how to just kind of partner up on some different issues. And he's a part of the, I think he's part of the economic, you know, council. They're always looking at ways to bring people to Chattanooga and everything. So anyway, I shared with him what we were doing. He got real excited. So we're trying to figure out ways that as we go and talk to the state of Tennessee, you know, that's part of our footprint. So we're talking to people in Nashville, Chattanooga, you know, Winston-Salem, Charlotte, Asheville. We just have such great fans around this Southeast part that are interested in, you know, Braves baseball, that, you know, once we start to tell the story and they see what we're doing, I have no doubt that it's just going to be something really special. But anyway, so we're going to spend the next 2 months going out and talking to the community. So if anybody listening today knows your park president or a board member, then we'd love for you to, you know, contact them. And we do have a site that, you know, it's braves.com/BCBS, which is Braves Country Baseball and Softball. Braves.com/BCBS, where you can go on and your park president or board member can fill out just a few answers or fill out a few questions, and it will send, it'll come to me and we'll contact you and see if there's something we can do with your park. But we'd love for, you know, anybody that might be interested and would like to find out more, go to our webpage and then fill out that form, and we'll give you a call and talk about what we're doing.
You said you got 35,000 kids that are already going to be part of this program?
Yeah, so through the partners that you saw on the field Monday night, that represents about 35,000 kids.
And that's unbelievable.
And our first goal was probably about 5,000 or 6,000, you know, for next year. And we're just really getting started. So the next couple months will be just to talk to as many communities we can and tell them what we're doing and see who wants to jump on board, because it's going to be the first of, of its kind. I think, you know, from the major league level, I mean, I think we have a responsibility to this sport to give it our all, right? And we do. I think we have such an amazing team here that treats people to an event every single night, right? But it's a little different when you're going out in the community. You know, it's harder for us. You know, we're in one location. So how do we connect with our fans who are such incredible fans and who've supported this team for so many years, going back to when I first came up and you know, in 93, so many incredible people around the Southeast that love the Braves. And so I feel a little bit of an obligation that, you know, how can I give back? And I think this is one way where it kind of pulls it all together for me. And I think we can really make a really cool impact.
Yeah, I feel like just like our game at the big league level is in such a great spot right now. And our team in particular is at such a great spot. All of the numbers by which we gauge success across the league, for the most part, whether it's ratings, attendance, all that stuff, attendance in particular, thanks in large part to Braves Country and this ballpark that we're sitting in right now and people showing up here. I mean, I think we're at 40 sellouts already, and we're just at the beginning of August here, so pretty incredible. But it's, I think it's important not to rest on your laurels, right? Like, the game is in such a great place right now, and I think there's a lot of positive momentum. Now's the time to keep that going and keep it growing and keep it healthy for the future, and I think that this program is exactly that. So to Greg's point, braves.com/BCBS, braves.com/BCBS. Go there, check it out, and you know, send Greg a note. He'll be happy to talk to you. He's been a very busy man. I believe I mentioned this on last week's show. I know you've been busy because you said you haven't played golf since last November. So that's how hard he's been working on this. He hadn't played golf lately. So no, it's really, really exciting. I know we're all proud of you and your staff and the work that you've been doing to get to this point and the work that you're going to be doing in the years to come. It's incredible. So kudos to you.
Well, thank you. And this is something that the whole organization, you know, we'll get behind. We were having meetings today. It really takes a, you know, so many pieces, and sometimes it's hard to explain exactly all that goes on, you know, in these offices, but there is a lot of work that it takes to put this on. But all the initiatives, we think about all the things that community does and all the things that, you know, with ticket sales and corporate partners and there's just so many things going on, and we have to rely on our teammates, right? So this is just a different type of team. And one thing I remember, and I probably shared this before, but one thing I remember when I was a player, I had no idea what was happening up in these offices. But since coming to work for the Braves in the front office, I've been blown away about exactly what it all takes, what it takes to put on these games every night. But that's just a small piece of it. There's so many other things that happen from, you know, social media side. You guys are always busting it and working with digital media and, you know, all the things that they're doing, the advertisements and how to get the word out on all these special events, right? Because you could do these things, but nobody would ever know about it if it wasn't for your team, right? And so that's always so helpful to, so that we can connect even more with our fans. And but it takes a lot of stuff that's going on here. I'm so appreciative of these, of you guys, because, you know, you think about Insung and the creativity and putting together the logos, and that stuff just doesn't happen, right? It just takes a lot. And so we all kind of rally together and see how we can help. And it's just another type of team, but I'm just as proud as this team as I ever was any of the other Braves teams that I played for.
Amen. I couldn't have said it better. Absolutely. We're all just, I mean, we show up every day and we're proud of the work that we do, and we're proud to help each other. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you speaking of Insung, I mean, the Press Box Fire episode of this show, which again, I said it last week, but thank you to all of you out there for spreading the good word about that. I mean, I know you've been listening. We've been reading all the comments and the numbers on it as far as downloads, which we obviously we care about that. That's been phenomenal. So thank you all for that. More of those types of shows to come in the future. But, you know, Insung took hours and hours and hours just to put together an animation just to help promote that show. And that wasn't even me asking him or anything. He just was enthused about a project I was working on and wanted to help. And I think that's the way a lot of us feel about what you and your team are doing with Braves Country Baseball and softball. Is I when you first told me about this, I don't know, however long ago it was now, a little while back, earlier this year, I was immediately, I think what I said was, dude, that's awesome. That's so cool. I mean, this is, it's great. It's fun. And it's needed. It's much needed too. And I think with the good people we've got here in this organization, it's gonna be a rousing success. So March 2024, I can't wait to see it. I mean, it's already launched. You're already hard at work and have been, but it's going to be pretty cool to see that first team wherever in Atlanta or Georgia or Alabama or wherever that first team runs out on the field. And we see that sign up in the local park there. That's going to be really, really cool. So can't wait for that.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do. We're excited about it. We've got, we've got people to talk to. We've got some structure to put in place, but that's our goal. I mean, we're going to be having baseball and softball come March of next year, and so at least we know where we need to go, right? So now we're just got to work our way. But we've got already got some great people involved that are helping us do that. And thanks to all those parks that have jumped on board. And we'll probably list them out on our website. We haven't done that yet. We're just, this is just brand new. But we'll have a list of all the participating parks. But we did announce, if you see the press release, it does have them all listed on there too as well.
Awesome. Well, again, if you want to learn more and you want to reach out, you've got a local park you want to get involved, or somebody who runs the park that you think should be talking to Greg about this, again, braves.com/BCBS, and that'll get you started. So, well, as we're taping this, the Braves are hopefully putting the finishing touches on a 12-4 win against the Angels. So another good series in the books before hitting the road for a long road trip. And it's a good day here in Braves country, as it is most days. So for Greg McMichael, I'm Ricky Mast. We'll see you next week on Behind the Braves.